Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at making mistakes. Mistakes were made. So, did a debrief on the first 90 days with my latest CBI Academy team. So the CBI Academy is, again, this small group, anywhere from 4 to 12 people who are just getting into the field, who come in for a two-year apprenticeship program. They start off with me for 90 days. So end of the first 90 days, we do a debrief with our various practice managers, the people who have pitched in, and we all figure out what worked and what we can do better. And someone's like, well, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, that is a really good point. I could have done better with that. Like, no, it's not to assign any blame. I'm like, no, you're right. That was a mistake, and that's something I'm going to address for the next academy. And I think just in general, the approach of not having ego about mistakes is so vital, because in this field, we don't necessarily know what's going on, right? We don't necessarily know what's going to work or what's not going to work. We don't necessarily know if we put something in place that it's going to protect us. Mistakes are constantly being made, and the quickest we can accept that mistake, learn from it, and put in place a solution, the better off we'll all be, right? So the tip for you guys is A, don't have an ego about it. We're all going to make mistakes. And B, if you're watching these videos, expect me to make mistakes. That's just the way it is. So two things I got wrong this week, with a shout out to Stephen Harris, who has graciously been my tech editor for this week. Called me on a couple videos for a couple mistakes I made. First was, I was talking in an earlier video about SPF, relating to saying these are your servers, IP addresses that are valid for email. And the fact that you can also do certificate authentication of those servers, or of the message rather, so such that you can make sure that it really is a server. And the problem with that is that with the certificate authentication, it will oftentimes take that and ignore the IP address, which is how you can still do some spoofed emails, even if you've got SPF in place. So the correction was, and yes, it's true, but SPF is not what does the certificate. That's actually DKIM, which is a digital identity key management, I think. That's probably wrong too. So DKIM is what does the certificate, not SPF. Important to know. You configure both in your email system, which is why I mixed them up. But those use public-private keys or certificates, right? Which gets to the second thing I messed up. Public-private keys, of course, are encryptions used in signatures, TLS, PGP, where you have the public key, but you keep the private key protected. So you can send out a message, and only the person with the private key can decrypt it. When I was talking earlier about the GPO leak on MSDN, I had said private key when talking about AES. But AES is not... AES is not asymmetric, right? AES is not public-private key. AES is symmetric, which means one key. It's a shared key. It's a shared secret. It should be private, but it's not necessarily the same as a private key. So, MSDN, AES, those passwords, all that still applies. Don't store passwords in GPOs. Don't store them in text files. But do know that AES is not public-private, and that the key that was posted was actually the shared secret. There you go. There's where I screwed up this week. Where did you screw up this week? What can you learn from? Share if you want. If not, learn what you can, correct quickly, and hey, have a good weekend, right? Cheers.